Hey everybody, today we are bringing you a mashup from Gregory Dickow all about perspective and the impact that it has on our everyday attitude and overall happiness. We're kicking things off with a clip from a recent message entitled Throne Life. I hope you enjoy.
I think the one thing that has transcended all other words and all other thoughts for me is perspective. Perspective. Perspective is not us looking at different things. It's us looking at the same thing with a different perspective. So Paul the Apostle was in prison, and yet while he was in jail, he's thanking the Philippians, where he writes the letter of the Philippians from prison, and he's thanking them for their contribution to the gospel. He's thanking them for what they've contributed to his life. He's thanking them for every remembrance of them. So we have this man who his life is completely, it's completely shaped by his perspective. And his perspective was, I thank God, I'm so thankful. Sometimes the things that we don't like in this world are not gonna change until our perspective of those things changes. In other words, once your perspective is awakened to be above, that your beliefs are not dictated by your circumstances, that your way of looking at life is not dictated by your circumstances. Once you realize that Jesus has already been to your future, he's been in your past, he's in your present, and he's been to your future, and he's already prepared a way for you. He's already made a way for you. He's already gone before you. The throne life is living from the throne. That means that we're living and we're praying from a position of authority. We're not praying from a position of being defeated. We're praying from a position of authority and victory. Well, this is the throne life. This is the perspective that I live from. This is the perspective that I live with every day. I'm not wondering, do I got to get my seat back? Do I got to find my seat again? Do I got to find my seat assignment? I'm not wondering. I don't wake up ever wondering if I'm qualified to live from the throne, at the throne, and for the throne. I am forever eternally qualified by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I am eternally qualified, and so are you if you're born again. I am eternally qualified to live the throne life. From the throne, from a place of victory, at the throne, going to God for grace and mercy in our time of need, and for the throne, for the glory of God. That's the throne life, and that's the life that you can choose to live your life through that perspective.
All of life's struggles are rooted in how we are looking at life. The disciples were struggling in the boat. Jesus was sleeping in the boat. They were struggling because from their perspective, this is the end of their life. But from God's perspective, Jesus already made a promise, we're going to the other side. From their perspective, we're drowning. From God's perspective, we're going to the other side. No matter what happens, we're getting there. From God's perspective, miracles can happen. But from the disciples' perspective, they had 5 or 10,000 people that were hungry for 3 days. And Jesus told them to feed them. And they're like, where are we going to get the money that each of these might have a small piece of bread? And he said, what do you already got? What do you already got? Well, all we got is 5 loaves and 2 fish. That'll do it. Give them to me. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Thank you. Boom. Multiplication. Thank you. Boom. What you got? 5 loaves, 2 fish. Thank you, Father. Boom. Multiplies. One of my favorite scriptures in Psalms is Psalm 27, verse 13, when David said, I would have despaired. I would have lost hope. I would have given up. I would have quit unless I believed. that I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Let me tell you something. This expectation has saved me multiple times in my life. This expectation of seeing God's goodness has prevented me from my own spiritual suicide, if it's even possible. It's not. We're not going to lose anything. We can't lose the salvation God gave us as a gift. But my point is, what kept me from quitting, what kept me from failing, what kept me from, you know, from making the worst decisions of my life, and I've made some doozies, I've made some bad ones, but what's kept me from making the worst ones, what's kept me from giving up at the toughest times, is this hope that I will see the goodness of God. And I believe that God wants us to see His goodness in this life. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. And so I wake up expecting God's goodness. I'm going to bed tonight expecting God's goodness. I'm leaving this service today expecting God's goodness. I'm standing in this service today expecting God's goodness. I go through tough times expecting God's goodness, rough times expecting God's goodness, difficult times expecting God's goodness, trying times expecting God's goodness. No matter what I go through, I'm expecting God's goodness to show up in my life, and you can too. Every single day you can wake up expecting His goodness and His mercy to follow you all the days of His life, because that's who He is, and He never changes His nature, and He never changes His character because of our character. He will never change His character because of our character. He will never become faithless because we're faithless. He will never do something bad because we're bad. He will do good because He's good. He will be faithful because He's faithful. He will be true because He's true. He will keep His promise because He made His promise. It says in verse 31, and God saw all that He had made, and behold, it was very good. God had the right perspective when He saw everything the way He created it. It was very good. When you only see it from your point of view, it's going to be bad, or at best, it'll be good. But when you see the whole picture from God's point of view, and when you see your situation from God's point of view, you're the head and not the tail. When you see your struggle from God's point of view, you're going to make it because He's with you. When you see that sickness from God's point of view, your healing is coming. When you see your financial situation from God's point of view, He will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. Your life is going to be very good. It's perspective. If we're seated with Christ in heavenly places and Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, then we must learn to live, number one, from the throne. We need to live from the throne. Everybody say, from the throne. Now, what does this mean, to live from the throne? The Bible says in Romans 5:17, through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, we reign in life. So we live from the throne. That means to say we are seated as victors in Christ. We're not trying to win any victory. We're not trying to finish the work. Jesus has finished the work, and He has given us the victory. The single most important truth in the Bible is that Jesus Christ has finished the work for your salvation, for your deliverance, for your healing, for your redemption, and for your victory. And He has taken His seat at the right hand of the Father, and He has seated you and I with Him. Didn't think I was going to pull that off, did you? So if He has seated us with Him, then we get to live from the throne. That's from a position of victory. We are not trying to work our way into the throne room of God. We're not trying to earn our way into the throne of God. We're not trying to merit our way or battle our way into the throne room of God. We have been seated with Christ at the right hand of God. We are not trying to make it happen. It has happened. Nobody can boast. If you're going to boast, the Bible says, boast in the Lord. Jesus saved me. This picture, I want you to see, living from the throne. Everybody say, from the throne. From the throne. This picture of being seated, it's a place of rest. It's a place of completion. It's a place of victory. So you don't ever face another battle, another day in your life, without facing it from the throne where you know you already have the victory over it. And all that's left for you to do is praise. And praising doesn't give you the victory. You're just praising God because you got the victory. We don't praise Him to get the victory. We praise Him because we got it. Now, right now, you have the victory already. Living from the throne. You know, today, as we go through life's crisis, as we go through this crisis that we're facing now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the word perspective, because I think perspective is really the secret to making it through any situation. Perspective is the secret to happiness, really. And perspective is really focusing, the way I look at it is it's focusing on the right thing. Perspective is really, what are you focusing on? Perspective isn't necessarily what you're looking at. Perspective is how you're looking at it. Everybody is looking at the same crisis right now. Everybody is looking at the same thing. Everybody in this world right now is looking at the same thing. But how you look at it determines your attitude. How you look at it determines your happiness. How you look at it determines whether you are somebody who enjoys your life and can navigate through life's difficult challenges, or whether you tuck tail and run when life has presented its worst challenges. You know, there were two shoe salesmen that were sent to Africa 120 years ago or so, and they arrived only to find that nobody wore shoes. So the one salesman telegrammed back to home and said, "Bring me home, nobody here wears shoes." The other one telegrammed home and he said, "Send all the shoes you can, nobody here wears shoes." Notice, it was the same fact. Nobody there wore shoes at the time, but they looked at it in a different way. Its perspective is not what we're looking at, it's how we're looking at it. And I want to encourage you to really focus on what you have right now. Like, let's take advantage of what we have today. Let's take advantage of the fact that we can work from home, or the fact that we can start a new habit if you have free time on your hands, or the fact that God's going to provide somehow, some way. He always has. Perspective is that we look at a situation, but we look at it from God's point of view. Like, we look at it from seated, from a point of view where we're above it. You know, when Goliath came against the armies of Israel, the brothers of David said, "Man, this guy's so big, we can't beat him." But David looked at the giant and said, "This guy's so big, I can't miss him." It's all about perspective. Everybody's looking at the same thing right now. And it's just how to look at it. You know, when I think about perspective, I think about Paul the Apostle in when he wrote the book of Philippians. Now, Philippians is probably the greatest book of the Bible on the topic of joy and joy through trials. Paul wrote the letter of Philippians. Most of the other letters he wrote those letters to correct something that had gone wrong inside of that particular church, whether it was Thessalonica or Galatians. I don't want to bore you with that, but the book of Philippians is written as a thank you letter to the people of Macedonia, the people in Philippi, who had supported Paul in his toughest times and helped him get the gospel and helped support him in preaching the gospel. And he actually wrote that letter from jail. He wrote the letter of Philippians from prison. And it's the most thankful, it's the most joy-filled, think about Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Philippians is all about be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God with thanksgiving, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your heart and minds in Christ Jesus. This whole book is about thank you. He said, God who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. He said, I thank my God for every remembrance of you when I remember you in prayer. These are the things Paul said from prison.
And so maybe you feel imprisoned in your home right now, or you feel imprisoned in quarantined, or you feel imprisoned in this crisis that we're in, or some other trial. You feel imprisoned financially, you feel imprisoned in your family situation. Like, I can't see the positive in this, man, because I don't even like being around my family, you might feel. And I got to be stuck with them now 24 hours a day. Well, maybe it's time to forgive. Maybe look at it like God's giving you an opportunity to forgive somebody. God's giving you an opportunity to learn how to love somebody that's hard to love. God's giving you an opportunity to pray for somebody that you don't want to pray for. Pray for your enemies, which might be in your own household, right? But it's all about perspective. You know, when I think about Adam and Eve for a minute, I think of, wow. The first commandment God gave to Adam and Eve wasn't don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The first commandment God gave to Adam and Eve was, you see all these trees in the garden? From all of them, eat as much as you want. Eat freely. The first commandment that God gave to mankind in the Garden of Eden was eat freely. But what did Adam and Eve do? They let the devil shift their perspective from what they could eat from to what they couldn't eat from. So God wanted them focused on all the trees they could eat freely from, and Satan got them focused on the one tree they couldn't eat from. And so what happened is the joy and happiness of the abundance in the Garden of Eden shifted to unhappiness and feeling like something's missing in our lives, God's holding out on us. Everything shifted when their perspective shifted. The trees in the garden didn't change. There were still the same amount of trees they could eat from, and there was still just the one they couldn't eat from. But what they were focused on changed. When you focus on what you don't have, you're going to be unhappy. But when you focus on what you do have, you're going to be really thankful. And I believe thankfulness is the parent to happiness. Thankfulness is like the parent. Happiness is like the child. Thankfulness gives birth to happiness. Thankfulness comes from focusing on what you do have. Thankfulness comes from focusing on what God has given us. Thankfulness comes from looking at this thing from a different perspective, because the right perspective sees problems as possibilities. The right perspective sees people as not as people to fix, but as people to enjoy and people to be thankful for. The right perspective sees your present condition through the eyes of faith. Like, anything's possible in this moment. God could give you an idea to heal the virus. God could give you an idea to start a business. God could give you an idea. Like, shift your perspective to, wow, I can work from home right now this week. Or, wow, I got an opportunity to start my own business because my company can't employ me any longer. Like, shift your perspective from the door that closed to all the doors that could open for you now that maybe you wouldn't look for. You wouldn't have looked for those open doors if that one door was still open. If it didn't close, maybe you wouldn't look for the open ones. So it's just perspective. Shift your perspective from what you don't have to what you do have. Shift your perspective from the crisis is a problem to the crisis is an opportunity. The Chinese character in Mandarin, the Chinese character for crisis is the same as the Chinese character for opportunity. So it's all about how you look at that. Do you look at the crisis as a problem, or do you look at the crisis as an opportunity? Do you look at what we're dealing with as a problem, or do you look at it as an opportunity? I know that people are suffering, and I know that people are hurting, and I know that people are afraid. And we talked about anxiety. Go back to my post yesterday. We really deal with anxiety about what you're going through, anxiety for your family, anxiety over your finances, anxiety over the virus. So I get it. I understand that life's not easy right now for a lot of people, and you're uncertain about a lot of things. But shift your focus from what you're uncertain about and focus
on what we're certain about. God is good. He's on our side. He's for us, not against us. He is going to provide for us in our time of need. He's going to provide for us in the wilderness. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we'll fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. You are with us. Like, forget about who's not with you. Forget about what's not with you. Forget about what you don't have and think about what you do have. God is with you, and he'll never leave you, and he'll never forsake you. Perspective. Shift your focus. We're all looking at the same thing, but shift your focus from what you don't have to what you do have. Let's look at it from a different point of view and look at it from an opportunity to pray for people that you never prayed for, to love people you never loved, to come up with a solution or an idea that you never came up with. I really believe this could be a breakthrough week for you. This could be a breakthrough day for you just by shifting your perspective. And remember, focusing on what we do have makes us thankful, and thankfulness gives birth to happiness. Thankfulness is the parent. It's time for all of us to give birth this week. We all need to get pregnant with gratitude for what God has given us and what we do have, and we will give birth to the child called happiness. Thankfulness is the parent to happiness, and everybody has an opportunity right now to have joy and to be happy regardless of the circumstances that you're living in.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Remember to hit subscribe so you get updated whenever new episodes release. And if you want to catch Gregory Dickow live, be sure to hop online for church this Sunday. You could find streaming times and info at lifechangerschurch.com/online. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time.